Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited for you today on this terrific Tuesday. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's and young girls empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey of life, no matter what that journey is, and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I'm so excited to be with you today with the Lunch and Listen portion of our show. We come to you on Tuesdays at 12 noon to brighten and lighten your day. We hope that you're enjoying your lunch today and that you are settled back and you're listening to 15 minutes of empowerment for your day. I just want to talk a little bit about today. Let it go. Let it go. You know, sometimes we hold on, and you know it is so impossible to hold on and let go too. There are so many things in our lives that we hold on to. There's so many negative things that we hold on to, and then sometimes we have some positive things that we hold on to, but sometimes and most times, those negative things that we hold on to overpower the positive things that we really need to hold on to. Not to say that negativity is a bad thing. You can use negativity to empower you to learn lessons, life lessons from your mistakes. Some of those things that were negative in your life, you can use them to push you up the ladder to greater things because there was a lesson learned there. But let me give you a warning. A lesson not learned is subject to be repeated again. So we want to be sure and clear that we learn life lessons in that respect. But more than anything, I just want to talk to you and share with you, my sisters, and if I have some brothers out there, just want to share with you about let it go. Let it go. You know, there's so many things that we hold on to. We need to let go of some of the things that keep us down and hold us back. Actually, when we hold things on the inside, it has been determined by our physicians and our medical facilities that holding things in, negative things, things that weigh us down, they are detrimental to our health as well. They're detrimental to our thinking, to our emotional state. So we need to let things go. And here's some examples of the things that we need to let go. We need to let go of negative self-talk, fear of failure, fear of success, successful lifestyle or stressful lifestyle. Some people are really afraid, and they can't let go. If I become successful, oh, my God, that's just so much. What would I do? Some people are so afraid to let go of negative things, negative talk and fear. Let go of your anger. Let go of your lack of trust. Some of us are so not trusting of anything or anybody, and we just live a life insecure because we don't even trust ourselves. A lack of peace. We need to let go of having a lack of peace in our life. We need to embrace the peace within us. Lack of limiting our beliefs. We limit our beliefs so many times. We need to let go of that. Let go of the anger and the frustration. Let go of the hurt and the painful emotions. And let go of procrastination. Procrastination is our biggest enemy. It holds us hostage to our destiny. So we want to let go of our poor self-conceptions of ourselves. Sometimes we beat ourselves up and put ourselves down. We need to just let it go. This is a day that we will say, we are letting it go. Yesterday died last night. There's nothing we can do about what happened yesterday, but we can wake up today and start fresh and start new and learn the lessons from what we did on yesterday. If there were any lessons to be learned, every day that we live, there's a lesson to be learned. We need to let go of surrounding ourselves with negative people or even lazy people, people that don't have a dream or desire. We need to become self-leaders within ourselves. Let go of all those things and those frustrations that hold you down. Let it go. You know, sometimes in letting go, I know for me, we always need an outlet. And sometimes it comes out, if we don't let it go, it'll come out in different ways. And sometimes just taking a nice brisk walk, sometimes singing, sometimes just releasing some strong yells out into the forest or out into the park, you know, just laughing. That's one way to let things go. You know, we build up such a defense on the inside that sometimes we rob ourselves of the lifestyle that God has desired for us. Sometimes we hold ourselves hostage because we won't let it go. That thing that somebody did to us 20 years ago, we won't let it go. That thing that happened to us that we just didn't like, we won't let it go. And the thing that I say to you today, everything that you need is inside of you. Everything you need to let go of all that junk and that yuck and that stuff that's holding you back, it is inside of you. Forgiveness is the answer to almost everything. Forgiveness, forgiving others and forgiving yourself. Forgiveness is a powerful action word. It's a powerful state of mind. It's a powerful, heartfelt emotion. Forgiveness. You give for the situation or for the other person. And sometimes we feel that if we forgive someone for doing something to us, that we're giving up, we're giving in, we're letting them have their way, when really we're healing ourselves. But forgiveness first is for you. It's for you so that you can move on and up the ladder. And then it's for the other person. Forgiveness is the answer, as I said, to almost everything. And then love. Love is always the answer to healing of any kind of emotional hurt. Love is the answer. And love is also the pathway to forgiveness. Love is the pathway to forgiveness. Love is an action word. It's a word that has to come from you first. It's a word that you have to embrace within your own heart and your own mind and have that own concept of love about yourself. You can't love other people until you honestly and truly learn to love yourself. You have to let go of some things in order to embrace some things. You have to take off some old things in your life and put on some new things. You have to release in your life junk and stuff that is killing you. Stuff that's not only killing you, but it's killing your children and killing your marriages and killing your relationships and killing your promotions. You know, there's people on your job that you say, oh, they're just, I can't stand them. They've done so many sneaky and deceitful things to me. Let it go. Unleash your potential in you. Release it so that you can unleash. You can never unleash the power within if you don't release the mess and the junk and the unforgiveness that is inside of you. Unleash the power of you. Begin to experience the power within and let the light and the love and respect and appreciation that you have for yourself shine bright within you. Renew your mind and your thoughts with words of faith and positive self-talk. It's okay to talk to yourself in a positive way. It's okay to build up yourself with words to yourself. Use your creative imagination to create the things that you desire and then release and unleash with the power of words and the right motivation so that you can reach your full potential. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your words and actions release your brilliance and create your future. You can never release the brilliance that's inside of you. You can never unleash it until you release the negativity that you've carried for so many years. Learn the lessons and achieve significant success. If you learn the lessons of life, you will achieve significant success. You know, I just want to say, let it go so you can grow. Let it go so you can know. You never will know the full potential that you have until you let go of all the junk in your life. You have to ask yourself, do I want to continue to live this way or do I want change? Do I want change? C-H-A-N-G-E, creating hope and great newfound expectations. Creating hope and newfound great expectations, I should say. C-H-A-N-G-E, change. I am so excited for you. I'm excited that you have chosen to take that step today and let it go. Let go of all the things in your life that are holding you down. All those things that in your childhood made your adulthood hell. All those things in your adulthood that made you feel miserable about yourself because somebody told you you weren't good enough. Someone hurt your feelings beyond compare. Someone broke your heart. But I'm here to tell you today, if you forgive that and forgive yourself for all your past transgressions, then God has an opportunity to turn your life around. All you have to do is move in that direction. It's exciting. You know, I had to let go of some things in my life. I had to let go of some things and some past hurts and pains because I had to make a decision that I wanted to be different. And I did not want to leave this earth without discovering my destiny, without discovering who God really designed me to be. It doesn't matter how old you are. There's a winner in you. There's destiny in you. There's potential in you. If you're an older lady, that doesn't mean anything. That means that you have greater wisdom and greater knowledge to pass on to someone else. That means you can start today if you're young. You're never too young to start to tap into your full potential. I don't know what that is. Oh, I bet you do. Find that one thing that you love to do. Even if you weren't getting paid, you would love to do it. Start there, and I bet you will stumble into your destiny. I tell you, all you have to do is ask God to show you your life that he has for you. You know, I'm excited today to bring this to you. Let it go. Let it go so you can grow. Let it go so you can grow into that full-bodied woman that God designed for you to be. Let go of everything that is not like him and that is not like you, but more like him, I should say. Everything that is not like him, ask God to remove it and replace it with everything that is like him. I'm excited that we're not all perfect, but God forgives us all if we just ask him to. I'm asking God today, I'm saying, if you will repeat this affirmation after me. Dear God, let me let it grow. Let me let it go so that I can grow. Let me let it go so that I can know what you have designed for me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I can do anything that I say. Oh, I can set goals and dream dreams. With God, it's possible to do all things. I am not weak, but I am strong because I persevere through it all. Challenges, adversity will not hold me back. I'm a child of God, so I never suffer lack. I am excited, ladies, for you today. I love you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Join us, Harvest Girls International. Go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Click on activities and events and find out what we're doing. In the month of October, October the 2nd, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor will be coming to the city of Indianapolis. She will be coming for Circle City Classic. I'm excited about it. If you go on our website, we have our events and activities there, and you can get more about that. She's coming to the MCL restaurant, and we're going to have a ball with her. She's going to have her national conference, Women on the Grow, October the 2nd, Saturday, in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it is going to be an exciting time. Listen, I want to give you something to take you out of here today because I feel like you really, really, really need this. You know what? God loves you so much, but he loves you too much to let you stay the way you are. He wants to build you into a brilliant, exciting, and vibrant person. Won't you give your life to him today? I don't think that I'm telling you anything wrong because I've tried it for myself, and I know that it works. And I love you, my sisters, and I give you this. I give you peace. I give you hope. I give you joy. I give you understanding, and I give you forgiveness, and I bless you with the love of the Lord. It's out there for you to grab it. Go get it today. Remember, ladies, transformation does really, positively, absolutely begins with you. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Until we meet again next time, bye-bye.